Second down, man in motion. There's a fake handoff to Jones. Klein is going to air one. He's got a man. Plumlee has got a step and a touchdown. River Valley. Hey, nice job, play.
Good morning. The Sports Report is brought to you by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories, and by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Drip, drip. Hear that? Don't let a small leak turn into a big problem. At Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, we're here 24/7 for all of your plumbing needs, repairs, replacements, and emergencies. You can trust Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, where your problem is our priority. For plumbing needs, big and small, we've got you covered. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. It was a round one matchup on the radio last night in WIAA high school football. Phil Nee was there to take a look at River Valley and Durand, Arkansas.
The season came to an end for the River Valley football team. Visiting Durand, Arkansas, won a first-round WIAA game 40-21 at River Valley Friday night. The game was close at halftime with the Panthers leading 14-7. They would score three times in the third quarter to build a lead they would not look back from. The Blackhawks finished the season with a record of 6-4, having lost the last three games of the season. They earned the fourth seed and hosted the fifth-seeded Panthers on Friday night. The game was scoreless after the first quarter. River Valley missed a 39-yard field goal in the first 12 minutes. Durand, Arkansas scored two touchdowns in the second quarter. Quarterback Brett Breining threw a touchdown pass to Jackson Pickler and threw the two-point conversion to William Wiesenbeck. Breining later threw a 12-yard strike to Ian Havens to make it 14-0. River Valley returned the ensuing kickoff 85 yards for a touchdown. Caden Plumlee gave the Blackhawks some fire and momentum with that special team score, and the River Valley defense made a key stop at the end of the first half. Leading 14-7, the Panthers would score three times in the third quarter to put the game away. Brett Breining threw a pass play that covered 33 yards and a catch by William Wiesenbeck. Jackson Pickler intercepted a pass and returned it 32 yards for a pick six, and Ian Havens ran for six from 11 yards out. River Valley struck back with a Lucas Klein pass play to Caden Plumlee that covered 23 yards. The final Panthers score was a Breining to Dylan Berger 17-yard strike to make it 40-14 with 7:50 left. The final tally came from River Valley lineman Trey Metcalf, who was called upon to run the ball, and he took it into the end zone from 1 yard out. Ron Osborne was good on all three of his extra point kicks for River Valley. With the 40-21 victory, Durand, Arkansas now will move on in the Division 5 bracket and will play number one seed Grantsburg, which defeated Laconia Friday night 38-9. 20 seniors play their final high school football games for River Valley in the first round playoff loss. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other scores from last night, 11-player round one football Division 7. Wazika Steuben ended Ithaca's season 30-14. It was Hilbert over Pittsville 35-8. Number one, Blackhawk Warren, Illinois, an 8-6 win over River Ridge. Fourth-seeded Brookwood hosted fifth-seeded Cashton, and Cashton pitched the shutout 17-0. Roncalli 40, Royal 8, a win for Coleman over Randolph 44-6. Potosi-Cassville 42, Cambria-Friesland 8, Johnson Creek with a 48-7 win over Clear Lake. In Division 6, Fenimore 50, Mineral Point 7. Darlington rolled Melrose Mindoro 55-14. A win for Bangor over Marshall 54-27. Mondovi a 41-6 win over Abbotsford. Division 5 Richland Center season came to an end at the hands of Stratford 41-9. Prairie du Chien 50, Westfield 6. It will be Grantsburg taking on Durand, Arkansas, who defeated River Valley last night. Grantsburg ended Laconia's season 38-9. Amherst 42, Lancaster 14, Brilliant a 28-21 win over Watertown Luther Prep. New Glarus a shutout over Clinton 43-0, and Racine Lutheran 36, Milwaukee Science 8. Division 4, Platteville with a shutout against Lodi. It was an upset, 37-30. Osceola 33, Ellsworth 6. West Salem, another upset on the night over Berlin, 48-20. Little Chute held serve against Ripon, 40-2. In Division 3, Mount Hoar Barneveld 31-7 over Wausau East. Burlington upsetting New Berlin Eisenhower 26-14. It was Pewaukee with an upset over the third-seeded Sauk Prairie Eagles 31-10. Onalaska 34, Menominee 31. Reedsburg with the victory in D3 49-24 over Waterford and Edgewood 35, Rhinelander 7. Eight-player round two football, North Crawford 60, Hurley 12. Gilman, a 55-8 win against Owen Withy, and Oakfield over Belmont, 32-26. Final game of the night, Sevastopol 50, Marion Tigerton 16 in an upset. The Richland Center volleyball team will play at Luther tonight in the third level of the regionals, and at the same time, the Hornets boys soccer team will be playing at Amherst, also in a regional championship. Phil Nee talked to Richland Center head coach Tom Stadler.
Richland Center soccer coach Tom Stadler joins us. Tom, it was quite a win on Thursday night. Tell me about the victory against Aquinas.
Well, Phil, we are thrilled to have beaten a very good Aquinas team 5-2 after losing 4-2 previously in the year. It was great to come out ahead.
What put you over the top in that one?
Well, it was a team effort. We have a senior, Giovanni Serna, who scored a pivotal penalty kick. We have an exchange student from Spain, Lucas, who scored the first two goals of the game. A sophomore, Connor Stoltz, and a junior, Sean Adams, who all found the net. So it was a real team effort.
It does wonders for the program when you get a victory like that and those younger guys see that. This had to be just a really nice win for the program in general, wasn't it?
It's a wonderful thing for a program, Phil, to have a win in the state tournament. It was a very joyous bus ride home. I think they sang every word to every song they knew.
Well, tell me, what have you learned about Amherst that you'll be playing tonight at 7?
Amherst is going to be a good team. They haven't lost this year a lot. They've won most of their games, and we expect them to be very competitive. They played Arcadia, the other top team in our sectional, and they tied. And so it's going to be a tough match.
What do the Hornets have to do? Worry about yourselves?
That's right. We have to play our game, stick to it, bring that good energy, end of the season energy to the game. And, I like to say that you have to have the power of the pass. You got to move the ball in soccer.
And you've got cooler weather than just a week or so ago. Does that help the team a little bit?
Well, with a 7 p.m. game, it's going to be starting to drop down in temperature. And, it sometimes can be a difference maker. If the other team isn't as prepared, maybe that will be an edge.
Sounds good. We appreciate you taking time to talk to us, Tom. Good luck as you get ready for the regional championship tonight in Amherst.
Thank you, Phil, and thank you for the coverage.
Tom Stadler, head coach of the Richland Center soccer team. Good luck to them tonight.
And the Richland Center Ithaca boys cross country team won the sectional championship in Wisconsin Rapids on Friday and will be advancing on to the state competition next Saturday at Wisconsin Rapids. It's the first time at state since 1972. Phil Nee talked last night with Eric Mindham, who is the head coach of the state-bound Richland Center Ithaca cross country team.
Richland Center Ithaca goes to state after a sectional championship boys win at Wisconsin Rapids. Joining us on the line is head coach Eric Mindham. Eric, did you feel the team had a good shot going into Friday's race?
I did. I think we felt pretty confident going into the race. The boys ran really well all year long. It was just a matter of putting it together one more time and running for each other and leaving it all out on the course.
Some really incredible scores. So what did you have, four in the top 20?
Yeah. We were right where we wanted to be, right where we needed to be. Mostyn, credit to them. They ran an incredible race. I think all of their guys probably ran personal best or season best times. So, it was definitely a fight throughout the race, and Dodge Point was right in the mix as well, as they always are. So, it felt like 1 through 7, we really needed to fight for positioning there.
So just about everybody that that took part, they scored points. Everything helps, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah, when you have guys, teammates that even if they don't show up on the scorecard, they're pushing the guy in front of them, or they're jumping in ahead of somebody from another team, pushing that team score up. So it all adds up. It all counts.
Looking at some of the scores, man, Owen Dreyer, your freshman, that's an incredible score to take first place, isn't it?
Yeah, to have a freshman step in and compete the way he does is just beyond impressive. I was looking through the results, and you know, if you take Owen out, it's senior, junior, senior, and so on. And to have a freshman come in and compete with those older kids like that just speaks to the level of talent and the hard work that he puts in all year long.
That being said, your upperclassmen did very well too, didn't they?
They did. Clayton Lee and Ryan Stadler, this will be their third trip to States. They're guys that always race well this time of year and put it together when it counts the most. And Robert Budden and Kieran and Culver, seniors as well. They made a lot of sacrifices in the off season and during the season just to get to this position. And really happy for those guys. Felt like they ran a really great race today too.
Must have been a happy bus ride home, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably as full of a bus ride as we've had all year.
Well, history making, you told me it had been since 1972 for Richland Center, the last time a team went to state, right?
That's right, yeah, so 53 years, that's quite a while ago.
Do the kids know about that? I mean, do they kind of use that as a little bit of motivation?
They have. That's something, as our boys team has kind of been on the cusp the last few years, that we've talked about, that it's been a long time, and we felt like this group, the senior class especially, had the talent to do it. It was really just a matter of putting in the work in the off season and staying healthy and executing then when it counts.
Well, you've had individuals there, but having the whole group there, it's a whole different practice this week, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be fun this week where normally it's just about a guy or two or three if you're lucky, and you know, have a whole team there that's got something to compete for, something to go and work for, and they're already talking about their goals for this next week and hoping that they can put together a good race and the state championship meet.
Right, you're going to need as good as you did at Wisconsin Rapids Sectional and maybe even better then too, right?
Well, that's the hope. We're going to see the best teams in the state, and we're confident. We feel like we can run with any of them, and we're going to go there and give it our best shot.
Good deal. So you celebrate a little bit this weekend before you get back to work Monday then, right?
Yeah. We'll celebrate. We'll start scouting and seeing what we need to do and put together a race plan. But, definitely going to take a moment and celebrate this. This was a long time coming.
And what time will you run next Saturday?
Yeah, the Division II boys race will be at 12:35 at Ridges Golf Course in Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Well, we'll be talking about that this week. Eric, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations. This is a big thing for Richland Center and Ithaca.
Yeah, thank you, Phil, and thank you to the community for their support.
Eric Mindham joining us here on WRCO Sports.